You're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. 10 miles outside of my hometown of Chicago, located in Morton Grove, Illinois, is the home of Athens Motors. In 2009, Pete Athens, a car enthusiast and successful real estate investor who made millions flipping houses, sunk his entire life savings into building his first car dealership.
I created a place where you want to hang out, buy a car, sell your car. Car's worth 30 all day wholesale. Service your car or just come by and have a cup of coffee.
The project took 18 months and cost more than $4 million to complete.
I've spent all my cash building this place and trying to keep it open. Come on, $1,301 a month? And it's hard to get more money to buy vehicles.
We're scarce on cars.
Pete hired his cousin Tony to be general manager.
Hey, Mike, make sure you check that all the tires match.
Okay. I'm here every day to make sure everything is perfect.
And working together has strained their relationship.
Tony, come to my office, please.
And Tony has been talking about leaving Athens.
I can't work in an environment where the owner questions every single thing you do.
I repeated myself 3 times. You didn't fix the problem.
With no cars on the lot and no process in place, Athens Motors has been losing over $1.8 million a year. If help doesn't arrive within days, Athens Motors will be forced to close its doors forever, and Pete will lose his entire life savings.
If I close this place down, it would be catastrophic.
I'm so mad at myself.
I've just arrived at Athens Motors, and I can't figure out if this place is even open. Where are all the cars? But what they do have is all super high-end. In a good used car dealership, you have to have affordable cars. They're not even close to what the market really calls for. They could be $30,000 over per car in what they actually should be carrying. Wow, look at this place. The first thing I noticed in the showroom is I feel like I've just entered Caesar's Palace. Clouds painted on the ceiling. I see murals all over the place. I'm waiting for Zeus to pop out. There are no customers around, and much like the lot outside, the only thing I see are a few vintage luxury vehicles in the showroom. How you doing? I'm Marcus.
Larry.
Nice to meet you, Larry.
Pleasure.
Is this car for sale?
Yes, it is.
How many miles on this?
2,400. It was restored.
Uh-huh. How many total cars on the lot?
Probably 20.
Total?
Total.
20 cars? 20 cars is more like a private collection than a used car dealership. A successful used car dealership is one that is built on having something for everyone. You have to have a wide array of price points and a wide array of selection. Is Pete here?
Yeah, he's in his office. I'll take you.
Okay. Pete.
Marcus.
How you doing, buddy?
Pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the place when you first walked in?
It's built out. That's for sure.
This is my soul. I design, I architect.
Have you been in the car business a long time?
No, I was only 5 years in the car business before I opened. I've put everything I have in here in my soul and my bank account. Can I give you a tour of the place?
All right, let's do it.
I'm the one who did everything, so I'm ready to be one of the best independent stores in the United States.
You gotta get some cars first. What'd you spend on these walls?
Close to $100,000, $80,000.
Okay.
I try to do something right once so I don't have to touch it ever again.
You put in how much in renovating the place? $1 million?
Over $2 million.
Wow.
The ceiling alone was probably about $15,000.
So one used car?
Correct.
Okay.
I created a state-of-the-art customer lounge.
What did it cost to build out this whole room?
Close to $500,000.
Come on. So like that granite, how much does that cost?
I don't know, they're about $25,000 to $4,000.
And all this movie stuff, how much is that?
TVs are about $15,000. The seats are $25,000,
$30,000. Pete, why? How does any of this help you sell cars?
I made this store to be a place where you want to hang out to have the best customer experience anywhere in the United States.
Pete, look, customers don't want to hang out. They want to buy cars at a fair price, and then they want to go home.
Well, I'm telling you what I see.
So let me tell you what I see. This could be a car. That could be a car. Those could be a car.
If you look at it your way, a lot of things could have been cars.
Do you ever look at it that way? Pete spent $100,000 on wall plaster, $15,000 in murals, and $500,000 in his customer lounge. Look, you don't have to have a college degree to know to spend over $600,000 on just those items. I mean, it's just irresponsible. Think about it like this. The average price of a used car sold in this market is $15,000. That means Pete could have used that money to buy and sell 40 cars. At an average margin of $2,000 per car, he would have made $80,000 more in a given month. What'd you pay for the building?
$1.875 million.
So you have a little under $4 million in the facility?
Yes.
How much debt do you have on the business?
About $6.9 million.
I'm sorry, how much?
$6.9 million. $5.3 million is myself, my money, and the rest is just friends and family.
Where's the money?
Holding the losses to keep this place going. I'm losing over $100,000 a month for almost 2.5 years.
This is a bad scenario. It sounds like Pete has been financing his failed business out of his pocket for the last 2.5 years, and it's been operating in the red the entire time. I need to take a closer look at these financials.
Here's Erica.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Marcus.
I'm Erica.
How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Are you accounting?
Well, I'm the operations manager here, so I do all the accounting, all the finance.
Do you have a financial statement for last month?
The books are in your office.
Sure.
I can print you one, I think.
You do the books, but you're not allowed to keep them.
Everything stays in Pete's office.
But not because you can't get it. It just stays in my office.
I don't think I've ever seen a business where the accountant doesn't have control of the books. Pete needs to give Erica the tools to do her job and not hide them in his office. Right now, you're losing $150,000 a month. You're selling 10 cars. You're 50 cars short from breaking even. In order to make up for the $150,000 in monthly losses, Athens would have to sell 60 cars at $2,500 profit per car. In order to sell 60 cars, you need at least 120 on the ground. Today, you have 20. You're 100 cars short. Since the average used car sold in this area is around $15,000, buying the necessary inventory is going to cost Athens around $1.5 million. You need $1.5 million of working capital just to have enough cars to be able to sell cars to break even. I mean, it's a real challenge. How much money do you have in the account today?
Pete?
Why are you looking at him?
Because he wants to handle everything in the end anyway, so it kind of goes back to him.
Between $20,000
and $30,000. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome.
Pete's cousin Tony has been the general manager of Athens since they opened, and I want to get his perspective on the business. Are you Tony?
Yes, I am.
How you doing? I'm Marcus.
It's a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet
you. So you're the manager?
I wear all the hats.
You wear all the hats, okay.
I have been in the car business about 18 years. Excuse me, Marcus. Hold on. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What can we do for you today?
I'm actually in the market for an SUV.
You look at BMW, Mercedes, Porsche. What are you looking for?
I'm kind of looking for something a little bit more modest. Okay. Ford, Chevy, maybe.
The first potential buyer I've seen since I've been here walks in, and he's looking to buy an SUV. Seems motivated, excited, ready to buy. The problem is, we don't have what he wants.
I wish we could help you.
No,
you
know, it's all right. Don't worry
maybe
about
next
it.
Time.
Take care.
He wants to be in an affordable car like everybody else in America. Every SUV we have on the lot is priced over $40,000.
That's the frustrating thing that you deal with.
How many customers a day do you get that you can't sell stuff to?
It's not just the walk-in customers. Yeah. It's the phone calls.
Yeah.
It's the internet.
Seems busy. The service seems busy.
Yeah, service does like $100,000 per month. Sometimes we do a little bit more.
So in your role as general manager, how much time do you spend out here?
I'm back here quite often.
Those guys all report into you?
Yes and no, okay? I talk to them about daily operations, but technically I don't really have authority over any department. Pete wants his finger on every single thing in the store. He micromanages. He's a very proud guy, and he's a good guy. We just don't agree on a lot of things. Even the buying of the cars. We have X amount of money to spend. He wants to spend money on a $100,000 Porsche. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. When you have $100,000 to spend, it makes more sense to buy $10,000, $15,000 cars that the average working class is looking for.
Tony seems to be on the ball. He seems to know what he's doing. And if Pete would let Tony do his job, This guy's got tons of car experience. They may not be in this mess.
He says, I'm writing the checks. I'm writing the money. This is what we're going to buy. That's what he does.
And look what's outside. No cars.
There's no cars. And the relationship is very strained.
Athens Motors is in a lot of trouble. They're buried in debt. They don't have any cars on the ground. And there are no customers. But I know the car business. And this is a good location. The facility, while overbuilt, could be perfect with some renovations.
It's important that you understand that I take relationships and business very seriously.
You're almost $7 million in debt. You're losing $150,000 a month.
That's a lot of money, Pete.
And you have almost no cash. What do you stand to lose if this business closes?
I would lose my house, my dream. It would be catastrophic.
Stakes are huge.
24/7, I thought about every second of fixing this problem. Because if it doesn't work, not just the employees here and everybody else, my wife didn't sign up for that. That's not fair. But, yeah. So.
Well, the stakes are big for me too. I take money very seriously.
My offer is very simple. It's $3.5 million to help clear the debt, bring in new cars for inventory, and essentially change Athens Motors into a brand new business that makes money.
And you share in the economics. And we'll be 50-50 partners, but I'm 100% in charge. Because I know this business better than you do. There's not even a question about it. So all the work that I do and all the inventory and the process that I put in, you'll share in it. I get my $3.5 million back first, and we'll stay 50-50 once it's paid back.
While $3.5 million is a lot of money, one way that I protect myself is by owning all of the new inventory. And so my risk is minimized. It's minimized because I can liquidate the cars and get my money back.
I'm a little concerned when you say 100% you run the business because I believe I have something special here.
What's special about it? You have a used car lot with no inventory.
That's your opinion.
But Pete, it's not my opinion that you're in trouble. It's the facts.
Stop
saying opinion. It's we're here. In the 4 years you've been open, you've lost $4 million. There's 20 employees that work here. They're going to be out of jobs.
But what I have set up is infrastructure.
But it isn't just that. There's no process in place.
I don't care how much money you have. You can't have the right resources to actually run the business the right way overnight.
I don't agree with you. There's nothing magical about this business. Sorry.
I believe
the numbers don't lie. You spend $4 million, it's gone. There's nothing magical about it.
You have
no inventory. It's gone.
And will I be able to keep the name?
Keep what name?
Athens Motors.
Is the name important to you?
Yes.
I thought keeping the place open was important to you.
My name, I mean, that means a lot.
It's about marketing and getting customers to the front door. It's not about putting your name on the building. You got to put your pride away for a minute.
You're looking at it only on your end as an investor, as a partner.
The only way this business works is if somebody that knows the business better than you is driving the process. It doesn't work any other way.
I think I'm unstoppable.
Pete, if you're not going to put your pride away, well, then I'm not going to do the deal.
You don't need to raise your voice on me.
Well, I'm raising my voice because you keep repeating the same thing and you don't seem to understand what I'm telling you.
Are you okay?
I just need a break.
I came here to help you. You asked me to come help you.
I gave you a very fair offer. It's $3.5 million from me to liquidate and clear these debts, to set up a brand new entity, to bring in new assets and some fresh inventory.
I will be working for free like I am now.
Just like I will be.
It's a yes or a no.
Yes.
I'm writing a check for $3.5 million.
Maybe for the first time I have a good night's sleep.
This check, you know that I'm 100% in charge.
Correct.
We have a deal?
We have a deal. Pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity. Everybody meet in the showroom, please. Everybody meet in the showroom.
Good morning. So the reason we're here today is that Pete and I have made a deal. This business is in dire need of capital. It's losing $150,000 a month. We will not be losing money anymore. Pete and I are going to be 50-50 partners, but things are going to change dramatically. Going forward, I am 100% in charge. But I focus on three things: people, process, and product. In terms of the product, it's simple.
I mean, it's a car, and we don't have any.
There's 20 cars outside. And whatever cars we have outside that don't work, we're gonna liquidate them. In the past, we've made
spending
decisions that are not with a lot of thought. We're not gonna be buying fancy things.
Video games and movie screens don't sell cars. I'm gonna liquidate that stuff and transform this place so that every square inch generates revenue.
Next, we're gonna dramatically change the marketing plan.
Because once we have cars to sell, we need to get the word out. We're gonna show this community that we're no longer a high-end dealership with no inventory. We will cater to everybody. We're gonna put on a grand reopening event, invite the whole city, have them come down, check us out, and hopefully they'll buy some cars.
The last thing, and I think the hardest for Pete, is that going forward, Tony, Pete is finally going to let you do your job. Right?
Absolutely.
And we're gonna do that. I will do everything that I can to make you successful and to help you make more money. That's my job. Let's work. Let's get to work. Hey, Pete, can we go walk the inventory?
Sure.
So let's grab Erica and Tony as well.
I'm gonna liquidate inventory of cars that aren't selling, and I'm gonna reinvest that cash into cars that I know will sell.
Now, one of the things that I like to do in a business like this is walk the inventory every morning at the start of the day. So the average price of a used car sold around here is $15,000 to $30,000. How much is this Porsche?
$76,000.
How much is this car?
$30,000.
How much is that car?
$46,000.
Where's all your cars under $30,000? If you took this money and didn't have $80,000 in here, how many cars can I have on the lot instead of an $80,000 Porsche?
3, 4, 5.
Erica?
Six. 5, 6, depends.
But when the deal presents itself, the right car that's hard to find, for you to turn it down, and
but
that
wouldn't
make sense.
You sold 11 last month. In a perfect world, Pete, if we had 150 cars on the ground and we were making $100,000 or $200,000 a month, I would buy this car all day long. The challenge is because the market is so narrow, we got to be very careful on the type of cars we buy and the type of cars we put our cash into. If this doesn't sell, you've lost $80,000. Who's responsible for buying cars?
I am responsible to an extent.
So did you buy all these cars?
No.
I was buying.
Pete is so committed to proving that his way is the right way that he's ignoring people that know the business far better than he does. And he continues to bury himself in debt and bad decisions.
If we don't understand where the market really is, and we don't price properly based on the age of the car, then everything we have on the lot's gonna be full of water. And when it gets past 60 days, it's just depreciating. This is cash, it's melting down on us. They gotta go. Can you point out to me the cars that are over 60 days old?
This one.
What do we own it for?
46.
Oh. Great, come on, guys. I'm gonna clear the cash. We're gonna make
I know, money. But you're taking a big hit.
How much is this car worth?
32.
28.5.
Oh.
Next car.
You can't buy that at 28.5.
It's 5 months old. This Lexus.
I owe 33 and change.
How come you don't know these numbers?
I could answer you.
Let him answer. Well, what's the car worth?
48. Well, I'll stop answering.
What do we own it for?
About $45,000.
What's it worth?
Low 40s.
38.5.
You're discounting easy things that I can't go buy at the price that you're saying.
Well, Pete, they're not worth anything if they don't sell. They're just sitting here. When they're past 60 days, they're going to get liquidated. If we take a loss, we're going to learn our lesson. These are the wrong cars for this market.
Tony, these cars better be gone by the end of the week. You're the general manager. I expect it to be done.
This is a 2012 C
class.
So tires, brakes, everything's better than 50%. Did all the fluids on the car.
I'm impressed that I see Tony wasting no time bringing wholesalers in to liquidate cars. We will no longer follow Pete's plan of having dead inventory just sit around. We're going to turn that into cash and reinvest it into cars that actually sell.
The car is sitting here right now.
Better than 34,000.
It's never going to do 34,000.
I know. That was the problem from the start.
I think the car is somewhere in that 28 range.
28.5, I'll sell the car and it'll be done with.
Okay.
Hey.
Tom,
what's going on? This is Andrew.
Hey, hello, Andrew. Nice to meet you.
I'm selling the car for 28.5.
I won't sell it at that. Car's worth 30 all day wholesale.
I think that if I bring it to the auction, it does 27.5. And I think at 28.5, I'm just trying to open the door to do business here.
And this was a frontline ready car.
That's why I'm taking that into consideration at 28.5.
Frontline ready means that the car's gone through a series of inspections and it's been checked out from top to bottom. The car's been detailed and is now ready for sale to the customer.
I can't let you make a couple thousand on a wholesale deal.
Okay.
Andrew, how are you?
Hi, I'm Andrew.
This is Marcus.
How long have we had this car?
Close to 6 months.
I mean, that's the issue. The car's not worth 34 grand. Who bought this car?
Pete bought it online.
But it was a mistake.
Well, I still think 28.5 was too low.
Unless you and I talk over here. Sorry, Andrew. What is the problem with letting Tony do this job? What is the problem?
I feel I have to be on every single decision because that extra 500, that extra 2,000 means everything to me.
He's not going to have you lose money because he thinks it's fun or because he's distracted.
Just think people look things differently when it's your money and not anybody else.
Honestly, I have to tell you, from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, I don't think you can help yourself but to micromanage everything.
But I haven't.
I'm watching you do it all over the place.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Do you trust Tony?
No.
Why?
Because it's my money. He loses nothing. That's the problem. So if that's micromanaging, yeah, you're damn right. I'm going to micromanage everybody. I'm not changing.
If you cut somebody's balls off every time they make a decision or in front of somebody, he does the deal and then the deal unwinds, it's a problem. The reason you're taking a $5,000 loss is because you bought the car wrong. That's the reason there's a loss, not because he made a mistake on the value. Cars that have been out here more than 60 days have to go. So this car is going, and Tony made the deal, and you're not going to come behind every single person and change the deal. You can't do that anymore. And Andrew, the car sold at 28.5.
Ah.
Hey guys, are you ready to start? We're gonna open up these doors and get these cars out.
In order to transform this business, we need to utilize every square inch of this facility to generate revenue. These classic cars are on consignment, which means that we don't own them and we're not gonna make a lot of money on them. I wanna get them out of here so I can bring in cars that we do own and we can make some real money on.
That's all you.
Yeah, buddy.
Now that we've gotten rid of the wrong cars, it's time to buy the right cars. We're at the auto auction where Tony will have a chance to do his job and buy inventory without Pete interfering.
All right.
Too many miles. I don't want it. You can buy this car for like $5,000, $5,500. The car's probably worth about $9,000.
$9,000.
Yes. I can tell this is tough for Pete, letting Tony and I make decisions. But I'll give him some credit. He's standing back and letting us do our job.
The balance is $386,672.
Okay.
Okay?
Today we picked up 28 used cars. We more than doubled our inventory.
Take care.
I've hired painters to come in and take down these murals and paint over these clouds that add no value to selling cars. We're going to liquidate all these excess luxury items so we can reinvest back into the company. This is going to put about $150,000 of working capital in the bank.
Woohoo! Check it out. Liquidation.
I brought in a crew of several dozen workers to transform the lounge into an auto accessory store. I've also taken walls down to create a nice checkout area and improve the customer flow.
You just want these in the showroom?
The lounge currently generates no revenue per square foot. It actually costs us money. Once we bring in these parts and accessories, we'll be generating revenue in every square inch. We actually want this lounge working for us.
I can't believe you took my lounge away. This was a state-of-the-art lounge.
There's just too much square footage not being used. We have to generate more revenue. We can't use it just to have people sit around and watch movies. It doesn't work. unbelievable.
Jim?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is this car still sitting here after I specifically said I needed it done ASAP?
Pete told us to stop.
What do you mean, Pete?
I got to listen.
All right, you know what? That's fine. I can't work in an environment where someone micromanages. I just can't do it.
What's going on, Tony?
Listen.
I had decided that I don't want to do this anymore.
Why do you want to leave? Why?
Because our relationship went to and I'm not going to let that happen. No more. I made my decision.
No.
There is no amount of money that's ever going to get in between me and my family. And you are my family. It wasn't an easy decision. And
you're not leaving, though.
I am.
Listen, no, you're not.
You and Marcus need to continue what you and I started. Hear me out.
I'm not going anywhere.
We've made this.
Marcus, come here, please. Marcus, come here, please.
Nobody's changing my mind, okay?
No, you stay here. You will be running it. We've set everything up to succeed.
I'm sure you will be.
Listen to me.
There's no question
about it. Listen to me. Then if you decide a year or two you don't want to be here.
It doesn't matter. I want nothing more than this world for you to be successful.
Listen.
No.
So what's going on again?
He wants to leave. He feels that not to be here.
Why not, Tony?
I feel that right now he has the right partner to help him get to the next level.
Well, he has the right financial partner, but I'm not here every day.
I understand that. And
I ever asked you for anything. Now I'm asking. Play this through.
My decision is made.
Tony's now gone. What do you think?
I just think it's sad. I look back that I did a lot of things wrong. And it's my fault because I micromanaged him. I'm upset.
But micromanaging people isn't a good thing. I mean, this is a guy that's been in the business for 25 years, right? And you don't have the same experience. In fact, you don't have any experience in the auto business. And the fact that we have this grand opening coming and we don't have really anybody else that understands the auto business is a problem. So I'll go ahead and fill that role of appraising and kind of working on deals with the salespeople. And then I'll find somebody else to fill that role. But we are going to need somebody here on a daily basis that understands the car business. I can't be here every day.
Tony was not only the general manager, but he was the one guy that actually knew the car business. Pete's micromanagement ran him off. And if Pete doesn't change his ways, more people will leave.
I hope your relationship with him can at least repair itself, because it seems like your personal relationship is strained. So I wish you luck in that regard.
Thank you.
We're a couple of days away from the grand opening, and not only am I transforming the old business, I'm creating a new one. Athens Motors will no longer exist. We will reopen as Auto Match USA. At Auto Match USA, we're going to match the right person with the right car. And we're going to have something for everyone.
Auto Match USA.
Very cool.
I love
you like it?
It?
Yeah, like it.
I didn't agree to that. Why'd you take my name off?
Because that's the new name of the business.
That's bull. Yeah. You didn't even ask me.
So is it about you seeing your name on the building, or is it about selling cars?
My name brought customers in the door because I have a great name in Chicago. Everybody knows who I am. That's why they come here.
Really?
Really.
You actually believe that?
I absolutely believe that.
Nobody gives a about your name.
Who gives a about your name?
I don't have my name on the building. Automatch USA is the new name of the business, and I need to make sure that everybody that came here before knows this is a new day. Because when they came here before, there was no cars. None.
I don't have cars, but I have a good business.
But you don't have cars. That is the business.
I'm done arguing with you. This is bull. Move.
Pete, what's your problem?
You know what? I didn't agree to all these changes. Now you're just going to change everything. This is going to be a dictatorship. This ain't going to be no partnership.
Well, it's not a dictatorship. It's when you called me, you asked me to come in and help you fix the business. The thing that you didn't seem to understand was that everything had to change. It's got to be a new business. When I gave you the $3.5 million, it was to start a new entity. It wasn't to just pick and choose what was going to change. We needed to relaunch this brand.
You know what? I didn't agree to this. The deal's off.
No, Pete, it's not off. That's not how it works. I've put a lot of money into this place, and the employees are happy, and you've liked a lot of the changes. You know you've liked a lot of the changes. So what's the real problem here?
I don't like you changing name without telling me, because that tells me you might be able to change everything down the road.
There's going to be more changes, Pete. There's going to be a lot of changes. Until we get it right, we're going to make changes.
I spent 4.5 years creating a brand, spending millions of dollars to have a great name on the street for customers, for employees, for everything, and you just changed it without even asking.
You're getting so caught up in the details that you're letting your emotion outplay the logic of the business.
But this second, it hurts. I'm not going to lie to you. Before you know it, I ain't gonna have anything of me and the brand I created here.
I sympathize with your frustration. I do. It's a little like surgery, but I don't have any anesthesia for you. The process is gonna be painful, and I don't have anything, any way to make you feel any better. But in the end, what matters is that you make money, these people's jobs get saved, and the business survives and it thrives. That's the goal here.
You're right.
So I need you to go along with this process. Do you trust me?
I trust you. Maybe it was all the shock altogether.
Yeah, and it's a lot. I understand. It's hard to have change. But we need to have an understanding that every time you don't like something, you can't
I'll just talk to you about
you can't storm off.
Okay.
And you gotta be able to channel that into positive things, and you gotta learn this business. Okay? Then let's go. Let's get back to work, okay? I'm happy with what I've seen here. I spent over $500,000 turning this place around. Well, this looks a lot better in here. We've gotten rid of the distracting decor and murals and redesigned the layout so that every square inch of the place can be utilized to generate revenue. The customer lounge is now a full-range parts and accessories department. The showroom has been converted into a display area where customers can shop for vehicle upgrades like rims, tires, and suspension systems. With the grand opening right around the corner, we're adding the finishing touches to get AutoMatch USA ready for its first customers.
Try to get this cleared, because what I'm really worried about is creating a pathway for people when they park.
I haven't seen the snow this bad in so long, and of course, of all days, my luck, during the grand opening, and sucks. These front here, I can't have big piles. It's starting to pile up.
Today's the grand opening, and we have weather working against us. We cannot afford to mess this up. This is a huge day.
Where are you guys? Okay, bye.
Hey, man. Where's the hauler at?
Said they're on their way. They'll be here within a half hour.
They're opening soon.
I know. I'm sorry, I know. They should have been here. They said they got stuck with the snow.
The grand opening is minutes away. We're still waiting on two haulers with 20 cars.
I mean, the fact that we're having the grand opening soon and we don't have all these cars here is a problem. All right, well, let's make sure that everything else is right.
One of the haulers just showed up. It's time to start unloading.
Keep going.
Third row's fine. The second one got a face in.
Yeah,
please
okay.
Help me out. You gotta move.
Let me get Danny to
move. Gotta get these off.
That's a
bring them off and all my guys pull.
I want a domestic here and I want that brought a little forward. Who parked that?
I'll pull it up.
Pull it up. Guys, give me the keys for the Wrangler.
The second hauler just showed up and we have a lot of cars to unload.
We gotta move. We're late. We gotta move.
Pete is really working hard to get things done.
Oh,
he's making up for the late arrival.
Put the shovel down. You're gonna drive a car. One, two, try one more. One at a time, we take them off. A lot of work. Marcus, all the cars are cleaned off of all the snow.
It looks good. I'll take this shovel and we'll go grab that section over there.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for braving the weather.
Even though we were expected to get over 6 inches of snow.
Welcome to Auto Match USA.
I started noticing a steady stream of customers arriving.
Who are you?
Audrey.
Audrey, nice to meet you. Hi, welcome.
Audrey. Marcus is my wife.
Oh, hi, how are you? Very nice to meet you. Well, enjoy yourself today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
A nice little crowd today.
One of the best days of my life. You're giving me something that money can't buy. And that's the process and doing things the way a dealership should have been. I feel so happy. I lost 15 pounds and not trying. So I love to come to work.
So you guys interested in the Explorer here today?
That's a nice car.
I like what I see today. Auto Match USA is filled with customers. Our guys are working their butts off, and Pete has been a selling machine.
Do you guys do financing here?
We do with all major banks. Hopefully meet your payment that you guys can afford.
We could probably afford around $350 a month, comfortably.
I think we should be able to get that done for you at that price range.
Thanks sure. again for coming.
Thank you, Marcus. Nice to meet you. It looks like a brand new showroom today. Last time I came in and went to the parking lot, I think I maybe 6 cars or something, and I never got out of my car. This time there's a lot of stuff to look at, which is fun, from rims to tires, a lot of nice cars on the lot.
This has the sporty options that you like.
I think I'm going to buy a car today.
Thank you.
Want to take a look at our cars?
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's been a very successful day, and I'm really proud of Pete and the entire staff.
Anything you like, I'm here. Just call me. I'm here day and night, so whatever you like, okay?
Look, it was a great day. We've sold a lot of cars and a lot of accessories, and we've generated over $100,000 in sales in one day.
Looks great.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I'm beautiful. Can't complain.
You did it.
Almost.
You did it.
Thank you for believing in me. One-stop shop for everything. Can you have the GMC ready by tomorrow?
We could do that.
Thanks, guys.
We've been open for a month, and already we've seen massive improvements.
It's all yours. You run the department. You're going to write all the checks, control all the receipts. I will take a step back at that department.
Good.
I've brought in a general manager with 30 years of experience to teach Pete the car business.
This is Pete.
Hi.
This is John Gavin.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Pleasure.
You. Pleasure. John is the new general manager of Auto Match.
I'm going to help you make a lot of money.
Okay.
The inventory has gone from 20 cars to over 150 in inventory. We're averaging about 90 sales a month. It's only a matter of time before Auto Match USA is really profitable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You've been listening to The Profit, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Profit, subscribe today wherever you listen.